Begin the current daf, Masechet Bedezer, daf Yedal. Begin the middle, begin the test, begins the Gemara. Turn this page, according to Rashi, explains. Mineres is a type of a cedar. Could that mean the Rosh Hashanah? A type of a tree, a cedar tree, like it says in Rosh Hashanah, that Basara, Minerozim, there's 10 types of cedars. You have Shita, which is Turnisa. So it says, Bakash is difficult, because the Basamath Parach, surely the Gemara asks, Mehi from the Halacha Bechoshe in Le'ikr, that which does not have a roots. Well, Pesha, according to Rashi, explains, what does it mean? Shein Le'ikr, Miskayim Be'eretz, it doesn't last in the ground, B'maisek Shamim through the winter. V'Turnisa Eretz, who, now if Turnisa is Eretz, so Yeshli Iker Miskayim, but it does have a root that lasts. Void Kasha, another question asked Taisa Lepirusha, according to his interpretation, Haritvua, what do you do with grain? Deinle Iker B'maisek Shamim doesn't last through the winter, B'Yeshla Shvus, and still has Allah of Shemitah. Void Kasha, another difficulty is, Iturnisa Ilanhu, if it's a tree, Turnisa hu delim is davin, so it sounds like, okay, only Turnisa you can't sell. Hashar lim is davin, but other trees you could sell to the non-Jew, but no, we're learning Mishnah later on the New Testament base. You don't sell, can't sell anything that has the ground. This is what the Gemara is Medaik, similarly got, later on, Gabi Dekal Tav, like, oh, only that and nothing else. So Kapashar Bintam, Devra Bintam explains actually the tree Gavna Turnisa Nindu. There's actually two types of Turnisa. Bahidahacha, and the type over here, who minat dam, is actually a type of earth. Kavrisa, which appears gophrus, like sulfur, she'en le'ikr, that doesn't have any root, sherish b'karka, roots in the ground. Le'vi me'zachama, but let's be good, not during the summer or the winter. Avatvua b'grin, yesh le'ikr me'zachama, it has a root during the summer. M'shamachi parcha la mehid d'shvis, and that's why the Gemara asked from the halacha of Shemitah, which it says, yeah, it has some thumbs that ain't le'ikr. On Rashi Kain. Actually, Rashi there also explains Shetanisa the Hocha Kain Kabrisa. It's not a min eres, but rather it's a type of earth. Next test matter begins Gemara Bnei Shuach. Another one of the things that we said that they said this halacha on that they added on is for this Shemitah was Bnei Shuach. Seemingly, it sounds like the Pegruhu, that it's an inferior type of fruit, that originally wasn't included in the Issa Shemitah, but they added it on. But originally, it did not have the Lachav Shemitah on it. In the first parak, ignorant people are not suspected to not keep the halacha regarding these fruits. Did not like learn the Mishnah, the lighter ones of Dmai. Meaning they were not concerned that they didn't separate maestros, hashisna, but even bozadnu ubenoy shuach, because it's inferior. It's like, okay, he doesn't mind giving, you know, the right tithing of these items. Problem is b'kasha, it's a difficulty because the prepared kama the shvus and shvus abid beis and beis and teish the maskal but the kibnois. Omar says gabi moishes kaitz the moisaris that the extra funds are kaitz the mizbech. You use it like, you know, when the mizbech is not being used. Kibnois sheva. or the gears is kibnei shuach. La'adam, for a person, shaykh must be kibnei chsuda, like it's eaten at the end of the meal as dessert. Amachashuvas nenu, obviously they consider it significant, like a dessert. Ubnei sheva, him bnei shuach, it's the same thing at Easter Bay Shrabbah, like it brought in the Medrash. Tainim shach admarishan, the figs that admarishan ate, ikad the karlu bnei shuach, some call bnei shuach, lebig shagamish shaykh, la'adam caused man to bend down. Because he lost his posture of being as tall as the world. Because it caused seven types of mourning for a man. So it sounds like it's a chashv type of fruit. Someone takes a vow from the basket of fruits. Had these bnei sheva, and he said, "Look, oh, Eli Yisidash bnei sheva b'teicha. Who had I known such chasher fruits of bnei sheva? I would have said only I'm forbidden to eat them shchayres with the bnei asuris. That only the black and the white figs are forbidden. Bnei sheva mutaris, but the bnei sheva would be permitted." All these sounds like the bnei sheva chashuvim. That it sounds like they're significant. So it seems to be a contradiction. Yeshem says you can say divided bnei shuach. Most of the bnei shuach pre chashuv. They are significant, like the last rise. Mashal next to ame arutz aleim. What do you do with the previous source of divide that did not suspect regarding ignoramus? That's for a different reason. Just mehem harba, because there's so many of them. Vumina priha godl biyarm, and these are the type of fruits that grow in the forest. Kamayaz radin, like sorb apples, the chashuv dai, which are counted with them. Gabi kamash of demai regarding those that are more lighter halachas of demai. Them in the hefka, because since they're so commonly found in ownerless, lenechdu they weren't especially l'aser not to tayf hagadol sav gan esam that those that grow around their gardens v'sav par the same and those that grow around their orchards. But lemon they should grow, but not because it's inferior. It's not. Regarding the loch of shmita, so how do we understand our gemara? Mikara Sava, originally they held Kimanjain Nigmar Mashano Shinichnotim, but since the fruit doesn't fully ripen in the year that they start to ripen, I mean, like the Moses version of Tezavav and Beis Bnei Shuach, their Shviya Shalahan, their Shemitah year is actually Shni, is the second year, Lefisha Isis L'Shal Shalom, because they actually grow in 3 years' time. However, Sabbath, they thought, that it's not appropriate to go for it for the Lachal Shemitah, Libas Chanot, not when it starts to ripen, Libas Lakita, not when you harvest it. Well, Basabbat, they end, Holcha Ba'echa Chanot, they went after when it starts to ripen. But no, Ygdin Shviya Shalabish on the Shni, Shal Shemitah, and therefore, it's Halacha Shemitah applies in the second year of Shemitah, because that's when it finishes, but it really started in the Shemitah year itself. So that explains that, but not because it's any inferiority. It's just because it wouldn't have the halacha of Shemitah itself. However, the difficult is, the halacha over here, come in Farash Talmud, the Gemara explains, Ben Yeshuach, what is it? Tenech Avirta. It says it's white figs. P'chim perkeitz mevarchim sotna in brachas da memem beis. Now, perkeitz in the Darm, Shebesi, says, but in the Gemara in the Darm that we just brought, Mashmah sounds like the Enu Loitein Shchaz Loitein Lo, it's not white or black figs, because it's saying, I would have said black and white, but not the Ben Yeshuach. Sounds like that's something else. Yeshem says, you can say this, the Gimel Minim Te'inim Haim. There's actually three types of figs. Shcharis Levonis, black and white, Haim Stam Te'in, those are the regular types of figs, and Bnei Shuach, which are the third type. And now from Bnei Shuach, Yeshmem Rois, Yeshmem Taibis, there are some that are good, there are some bad. But Rois, Mayer Hachians, regarding the bad ones that we're talking about over here, and therefore we thought that originally it wasn't going to be with the Halachas of Shemitah. Mesechet is Demai, and so too in the Mesechet is Demai. That's why it's more lenient, it's Halacha. The Kachkar is Bnei Shuach, that's why he called it Bnei Shuach, Shetoylakakol Bemakukul, it makes what the destruction that happened to Adam, which that he had to bend down from the inferior type. Of the two of them, which are Bnei Shuach. Now, Apish Mehem Loyachal Adam, even though really, so that means Adam didn't really eat from them, Kiyim and Atevis, rather from the good ones, Vehem Oysim Bnei Sheva, those are the Bnei Sheva, the Maribu that's Toma Beshvuos Bnei Darim, because Kiyim Mestama Adam Rishim Atevis Achal, we could presume that Adam ate from the good ones, but we're Toilo Kalkala Bakalkala, even though it wasn't exactly that one. Now, Rebbein Tam HaYavarish, he explained the Garas Achal, the Girsal Behega Beshvuos, is actually by the Halachas of Shemitah, is Muchsas Bnei Shuach, but the Garas Ubnei Shuach. Because Bumin Bnei Shuach, it's actually one thing, it's a type of Bnei Shuach. But Bnei Shuach Mamish, not little Bnei Shuach, but it's a pri, who grew, and yet that type of fruit is inferior, and there is not a contradiction. Here it's a different type of Bnei Shuach. Maybe Ryan brings a proof in Perakam of the Bukhayas of Chesim and Av, the Mean, the Hassan, the Gemara says with the Hari, Badoy, Banama, Babardless, that regarding the lion, the bear, the leopard, the Bardless, Ibun Gimel Shanim. So their gestation period, their pregnancy is 3 years. Connecting and correlating it, Be'ilim by a tree, is Bnei Shuach. And so do Nachash, Zayin Shanim. A snake, it takes 7 years for the pregnancy. Now, for that wicked snake, we don't find a correlation in the plant kingdom. Some say, no, it's Mukhsas Bnei Shuach. Perish Rashi explained, Shem over there, Shehu Min Bnei Shuach. It's a type of Bnei Shuach, Bnei Shuach Mamash, because Bnei Shuach Mamash is 3 years. And this would be a type of that, which would be 7 years. That's exactly what we're saying. Next day, Sebastah begins the Gemara. The Gemara ends up answering, it's actually Peir de Arza, the fruit of the Arza. Perish Rashi explains, is Goloinen. It's Goloinen. It's something that swine eat, possibly acorns. Rashbam b'shem Rashi Pirish, he explains Paris Elon Shakurin Pin. It's a type of a fruit tree that the fruits are called. The tree is called Pin. V'yesh begarinen has pits. V'enerolachil, it's not fit to eat. V'nicha, that makes sense. Ki gam b'sechaz reshondav chavigilon al Pirish Rashi. Rashi explains Tornisa is Pin. Veshamadaba Bugufa Eras, there is talking about the actual cedar and become bepairs, here's talking about the fruits. But I had to come Babasa, this is the Gemara says Babasa Payam Bays, Eras in Oisa Paris does not produce fruits. But here we're saying it has fruits. But the Oisa Shashmay Eras, no, the one that's called Eras in Oisa Paris. Bazaar, and this one, Shmay Shita, is called Shita, and therefore it's not a contradiction. That could have fruits. And then he says, Mata begins Gemara, going down a zebazel. Like he says, oh, this one and this one. The Press Rashi explains. Shaman that he said, Tanigal love and Bashachar Lami. He says, who has a white and a black one? Riyam, he says, no, the Mari is Toma Kugun Shiesh Biyadi Yisrael Harbat Tanigal. The Jew, that's the seller, has many roosters, Levon Mashchairim, white and black. But come and he says, zebazel, this and this one. So he's pointing, he's not saying white and black, he's saying this and that one. But Chamash, but sometimes that's something shortly, the Ka'amar, the Gemara says, Emasai, says, when did we say this? Shaman Tanigal, Zeloven. Says this white one, Mashma San, the Kamekoi that's there, and he's pointing to it. Rashi, Pirish Rashi Lishitasa, he says, the Zeladavka, that, oh, this is not precise, because according to him, you're saying what you're saying, and therefore, there's no point in saying Zeh.